wait till I get my money right.
Attention. InvestFest 2024 is coming back to Atlanta, and we at Earn Your Leisure are doing a crazy promotion. For every item you purchase on InvestFestEYL.com, we'll submit your name in a raffle to win an all-inclusive experience. To InvestFest 2024, you're automatically entered into the raffle to win this all-inclusive experience. Here's what you'll win. Round-trip airfare to Atlanta for two from Friday to Monday, or a $1,000 transportation and food stipend. One hotel room for three nights from Friday to Monday. Two VIP tickets to InvestFest. Two nightlife wristbands to all InvestFest Entertainment Network events. And black car service to and from Atlanta Airport. This offer runs until the end of June. Get your merch at InvestFestEYL.com and have a chance to win the grand prize. See you at InvestFest 2024.
And let's talk about healthcare and the fight between Amazon, Apple, and NVIDIA to take over healthcare. Mm-hmm. You see, NVIDIA CEO says that digital biology will be one of the biggest revolutions ever. And there's a video of him talking about digital biology, which is pretty much humans' ability to dictate biology, where obviously throughout world history, biology is dictated through science, right? Like, you can't determine if your kid is going to be tall or not, right? You can't determine if your kid is going to have hazel eyes. It's just your DNA mixed with somebody else's DNA, and then there's a probability that they have it based off of your family history. But now when you can actually determine your biology, right? You could determine how you look. You could determine, you know, if your kid is going to be, you know, 6'5". You could determine if your kid is going to have black eyes or blue eyes, what kind of hair they're going to have. Like, you can play around with the biology. So she was saying that that's going to be one of the biggest revolutions ever. Then we also, NVIDIA also announced AI-powered agents to replace nurses at hospitals or outpatient recoveries. And the cost of this is going to be $9 an hour. That's the cost to run it. That's not the cost of paying a machine. But the cost of it for like hospitals or providers is going to be $9 an hour, as opposed to, you know, nurses make $150,000 a year. And it says, okay, have you taken your medicine? It's a video that we have on Instagram as well. Have you taken your medicine? How do you feel? All of the stuff that a nurses, like I said, especially on a outpatient recovery path, would do to kind of, you know, instead of going to the hospital and having a talk, they'll just be on an iPad in your living room and you can speak to them. So those are two initiatives, two things that NVIDIA is involved with. And then, of course, we talked about Apple for a while as far as their push into healthcare, and then Amazon as well, as far as their acquisition of PillPack a few years ago and a few other different things that they've done. So all of these tech companies are positioning themselves heavy in healthcare. So how do we feel about this, and who's the ultimate winner out of this?
Hopefully Apple is, for my reputation, but ultimately I think NVIDIA is going to be the big winner. The thing about Jensen, like when I was watching him at the conference, Jensen is like the new Steve Jobs. Leather jacket on, I'll say, okay, swag, I'll see you. But the thing that I love about him is that he plans so far in the future and people don't really pay attention. The partnership with Johnson & Johnson and GE Imaging probably will be impactful, but the thing that I noticed, he said they've been making this healthcare effort for the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
That part I didn't know. I had heard some rumblings maybe 4 or 5 years ago that they could make a move into the space, but they look like they have a pretty solid strategy. And if they can help companies be more effective, efficient across the globe, that's great. But healthcare to me is the number one sector that if you're not in, you probably are at a risk for being taken over in the next 10 years. So I know Apple's having issues with the iPhone. India is like the new promised land they need to dominate. But globally, healthcare is a sector everyone needs to be in. Aging population needs to be taken care of as we advance and have more wealth. There's issues that come with that. So if they can find a way to use all of that data to help companies be more effective, healthcare hasn't innovated as fast as they can, but so if they can have a monopoly on helping healthcare companies innovate faster and produce more profits, NVIDIA should be the winner.
I think they are the winner. I think that multiple companies could be the winner. I don't think it's just those three. From a standpoint of when you think about NVIDIA, the one thing that they may be missing is the data. Who is the user that they want to get their products to, right? They don't have that. Amazon has that. Apple does have that. Yeah. Now, obviously, they have the GPU that is going to help power that efficiency. So yes, if all companies use them, they are a winner. But I think Amazon wins too, right? Amazon wins because they have the data, right? Because how many people are on Amazon Prime? How many customers do they have? Do they have same day delivery? They have the infrastructure to deliver on the use case. Apple, they have the data. They do have the data. They have the user case. Like I said, we talked about this plenty of times. They know your health, right? They can track your heart rate, right? We can, you know what I mean? They have that data too. How they're going to incorporate it, they haven't announced yet, but in June, I'm sure everybody's looking forward to it. June 6th or 7th, their initiative into the realm of AI. But we always talk about the ecosystem around NVIDIA and AI. And so even in the article, we're talking about companies like Recursion and Genentech who are helping NVIDIA inside of the medical field. And so if we're going to say NVIDIA is a winner, well, who's helping them inside of the field of healthcare to build? So I think there's going to be plenty of winners. Some of them are the obvious, right? The big dogs. But then there's, look at the companies NVIDIA's invested in, right? Inside of healthcare. They're going to help them with this initiative. So there's going to be a lot of winners, some that we know now and some we got to do the research and track to figure out how we can be a part of it as well.
I don't know if you guys saw, but Eli Lilly came out with an Alzheimer's drug that the commercial plan this week.
Yeah, for sure. And once again, this goes back to, as he said, the power of information. And when he was, like I said, he was in Davos. We didn't get a chance to see him in Davos, but he was in Davos. But a lot of times, like you hear about things, and then months later, like that's when everybody starts to hear about it. Even similar to this show, like you know, we've talked about a lot of different things, and then months later, it's come to fruition. So even these type of conversations, like it's in the news, but it's like you know, just take advantage of the information that you receive when you receive it, because sometimes it doesn't necessarily hit right now today. It's like planting a tree, right? Like you plant a tree today, you're not going to see the results tomorrow, right? It might take 6 months, it might take a year, but when it does hit, the people that actually were early on that soil are the ones that's going to reap the benefits and the rewards. So get your tickets to InvestFest.
Big facts. Great segue too.
This guy's it's a fact.
Chipotle. Yeah, I mean, even with some of the issues that Tesla was having, like we were talking about that late last year. I'm like, pullback coming. Do you need better leadership? NVIDIA, of course, talked about that 2 years ago. Take advantage of the information. If I made you money, please put yes in chat, but use the information. Even the geopolitical stuff that's happening in Haiti now. If the border issue doesn't get fixed, you don't think this can happen here? Small city, El Paso, small city in parts of Phoenix. Like these things can happen really fast. So be mindful, take use of the information. You know, finding out who Drake and Future beefing over ain't really gonna help you get rich unless you academics or something. But come on, man. Blackout gonna be crazy too. Bro. Shoddy, good point.
Disclaimer.
We cannot, whoever your friends work is your friends work. Quit. We ain't never going to the classic album over old girl at Booby Trap. Yo, shout out to everybody at Booby Trap. Troy, put your hoodie on.
What? I wasn't
Man.
There.
Man. Oh, my there. God.
I don't recall.
Shout out to Dine and Ashley, though, but Jesus Christ, this is what we doing?
Support
Black. Do the Google and Apple, yo. Pay the $20 billion so we can keep the partnership. Come on, man.
Take
Apple Gemini,
please.
If you take fruit from a man's garden, be sure to replenish it twice over, ideally.
Or cash, or ad. Yo, what's up? Da-da-da.
Cash considerations.
Big facts. Three future draft picks.
Future draft picks and cash considerations.
Hey, man. Come on.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.